WHO appoints veteran Communist Party of Britain member to advisory panel. By Simon Kent on July 26, 2022. A veteran Communist Party of Britain member has been appointed chair of the World Health Organization, WHO, lead advisory group. Professor Susan Michie, director of the Centre for Behaviour Change at University College London, UCL, will head the WHO's Technical Advisory Group, TAG, on behavioural insights and sciences for health. The Times reports the UCL academic, who is a frequent contributor on the BBC and ITV, has been a member of the Communist Party of Britain for more than 40 years. Michie was propelled to public attention in 2021 when she said wearing masks and social distancing should continue for the long term to suppress the Chinese coronavirus and other diseases, as Breitbart London reported. The academic was a member of the influential Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SAGE, at the time which advised Downing Street on how to respond to the pandemic. She said people's behavior was key in controlling the pandemic. Michie told Channel 5, according to the Daily Telegraph, that is the behavior of social distancing. Of when you're indoors, making sure there's good ventilation or if it's not, wearing face masks, of hands and surface hygiene. We will need to keep this going in the long term and that will be good not only for COVID, but also to reduce others, sick, diseases. Asked for how long the measures should continue, Professor Michie, who had reportedly earned in her youth the nickname Stalin's nanny, said, I think forever to some extent because this isn't going to be the last pandemic. The WHO's Advisory Group on Behavioral Insights and Sciences for Health consists of renowned experts that represent a broad range of disciplines, including economics, anthropology and psychology, according to the organization's website. The group provides expert advice for the development of a roadmap for WHO to define a mechanism to systematically include behavioral evidence in its work and in national health policies and program planning, the online description adds. The chosen experts will make recommendations to the organization on a regional and global level. Many critics expressed their frustration at Professor Michie's appointment, with one Twitter user saying, I thought the WHO was an appalling discredited organization before this announcement. It is now even worse if that was possible. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.